Good morning, everybody. It's September 29th. It's about 7:40 a.m. And I'm recording on the new iPhone. Yep, I had to go get it replaced. Go get the other one replaced. The really weird problem. I've not heard of this. I was looking around on my lists that I'm on for the iPhone users, and I asked a couple of my friends who have iPhones if they'd had the problem I had, and one of the things that went wrong was the little switch on the side of the phone that you turn to go silent mode wasn't working at all. I could not get into vibrate mode using the switch. So, and it wasn't vibrating when I was trying to go into vibrate mode, it wasn't vibrating when I'd switch it. So that was a little frustrating. That's been going on for about a week, and I just didn't really have the time to get over to Apple to get it checked. And it was doing some really weird, funky stuff when I was in Safari, and a couple of other things wouldn't work properly, and it was sluggish at times, and it was just driving me nuts. But the switch thing, I've never heard of happening, and my guys at Apple were a little shocked, too. They're like, I had my favorite guy that I usually try and get when I'm there, and he's the one who looked at my iPhone, because I saw his new toque, and I went, hey, toque, and he comes over, he goes, hey, Em, I go, what's up, I go, you remember me, he's like, yeah, he's like, how can I forget you and Earl, he goes, where is he, by the way, I miss him, I go, oh, he's been busy, and he goes, okay, well, tell him I say hi, and I said I would. So when I next talk to the wonderful rowdy American, I will tell him that my friend Tuke says hi. Well, our friend Tuke. I got to admit, when I got into the store, it was an absolute madhouse. I waited about 25, 30 minutes to get help. I'd made an appointment, but they were running so late with appointments. Like, they were about 40 minutes behind by the time I got there, and so I waited, and Tuke says to me, he says, you know what? He goes, Em, you're the next one for an iPhone help, so why don't I take you instead of doing an iPad today? I said, oh, okay, cool. He said, because there's nobody doing iPads at 3:30, so I'll take you. You're the iPhone at 3:30. I went, okay. So that was okay. He ended up having to replace the phone. He opened the phone, and he couldn't get it. He said, it's completely just shot. He goes, you know what happened? I go, what? He goes, this is weird, but the solenoid connection between the button and the board, it's not there. It's busted. And I'm like, oh, okay. He goes, it's no fault of your own. He goes, it's probably just from switching it a lot. I go, yeah. I'd switch it into vibrate whenever I'm at work or at a meeting or whatever. Or when I'm on a bus and I don't want it to ring and I want it to vibrate in my pocket. He goes, yeah, that's probably why. He goes, it shouldn't happen, but yours did, and, you know, we're just going to give you a new phone. I said, okay. So I came home and restored the iPhone. He told me to do it from a restore, from backup, instead of doing a new iPhone startup. He said it won't mess up my apps, and it will keep my passwords and stuff for, like, my Wi-Fi and my different apps and stuff I have to log back into, but at least the apps are in the same folders that I'd had them in, so I don't have 14 pages of apps, which I would have had if I hadn't have had them in folders, because I have 253 apps. I know, that's insane. 8.3 gigabytes of this phone is apps. 8.5 gigabytes is music. There's 0.07 is books, because I only have 33 books on the phone right now. But that's about it. I just wanted to update you guys on my iPhone adventure yesterday and the fact that it feels weird to have a brand new shiny iPhone in my hand. Oh, and by the way, Tuke was telling me that even though this one was unlocked when he handed it to me, it would log into the Telus system within 2 days and lock back in. So, yeah, your phone relocks, apparently, on Telus, which is weird. I'm going to ask around and see if my friends know if that's true or not, because I'm not really sure, so I'll ask a couple of people I know. Well, everybody have a great day, and I hope you're all well, and I'll let you know what happens at ACAT today. Bye!